Massachusetts, migrants will not be housed at Yarmouth Resort. By Paul Bois on September 4, 2023. Migrants will not be housed at the Yarmouth Resort in Massachusetts after locals protested the move, which would have pushed out paying residents. Over the weekend, reports surfaced that the offices of Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, D., told local officials in Yarmouth that migrant families will not be housed in the 80 to 100 rooms at the Yarmouth Resort. The move comes after local residents strongly protested the push to house migrants at the Yarmouth Resort, which typically housed resident workers who paid weekly rent. Prior to the proposal, the Yarmouth Resort reportedly began to dramatically hike rent prices in order to push paying residents out, a claim that the owners denied. After initial outcry, the proposed rent hikes were dropped. Per the Cape Cod Times, the weekly rents at a Route 28 condo motel where workers live may not be going up after all. One of the owners of Yarmouth Resort has denied hiking weekly rates from $300 to $700 as of the end of July, and said notes to tenants announcing the increase were not approved. There was a communication gap. Somebody without final approval sent it out, co-owner Ashok Patel said on Monday by phone. The protesters, mostly local residents, tell me they're horrified the state and hotel owners are forcing American citizens out of housing for illegal immigrants, former news anchor Tim Dunn wrote on Twitter. With the protest growing, a local police officer has been staged near the scene to ensure peace and public safety. No signs at all so far of any disapproval of the protest, and mainly just honking horns passing by showing support for the demonstrators, he added. The migrant crisis in the state of Massachusetts has reached emergency levels, with nonprofit organizations being stretched thin. Right now, the nonprofits that are in Massachusetts are stretched and so thin they cannot provide any more staff, Democrat State Senator Jamie Eldridge told CBS News. Governor Maura Healey even activated the National Guard to support the crisis. We're grateful to the brave men and women of the National Guard for stepping up to help us ensure that every family in emergency shelter has their needs met, Healey wrote. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.